Doom White, Disc 10.
Chapter 32. Redwall Abbey's twin bells tolled gently for the midnight hour. A soft golden midsummer moon presided over the tranquil scene. Hardly a breeze was about to stir the leafy tree canopy of mossflower woodlands. On the terrace outside the abbey building, Abbot Glissom and Perrot pushed Dwink in the rickety old wheelchair. Glissom breathed the scented night air fondly.
This is one of life's simple pleasures. A quiet stroll in Redwall's grounds on a summer night. There's nothing quite like it.
Dwink chuckled.
Try telling that to him, friend, Sister Violet. Did you see them, Father? Once you'd finished supper, they couldn't wait to get off to their beds. A pair of champion snorers, I'd say.
Perrot steered the wheelchair toward the bell tower.
They don't know what they're missing. I don't suppose Brother Terrillus was interested in the little stroll either. Did you see the face on him, Father? He stormed off without a word after you broke open that earthenware onion.
Dwink snorted.
I noticed that too. Blinking stiff-necked old misery. Had a face on him like a wrinkled sour apple. Property of the infirmary, indeed. You put him in his place, Father.
The abbot shook his head.
It gave me no pleasure to address him in that manner. We mustn't be too hard on Terrillus. He's an excellent herbalist and a dutiful infirmary keeper. Trouble is that he lives by his own rigid rules. I must make things up to him somehow, soothe his wounded pride. Dwink, what was the message on that scrap of cloth? Remind me.
The young squirrel had already memorized the clue which Gomford scrawled long ago in the dim distant past. He repeated it from memory, word perfect.
To find the eye of the serpent, to the morning sunrise roam, where death may visit those that fear in the wild sweet gatherer's home.
There was silence, except for the creak of the chair wheels. The abbot turned the ancient vehicle.
Come on, you two. That's enough for one night. I think the beds beckon us. No doubt you'll be up and about at the crack of dawn, questing for the wild sweet gatherer's home, which you're bound to do.
Perrot speeded up her pushing, all agog.
Oh, can we really, Father? What an adventure it'll be!
Dwink moved his injured footpaw, testing it.
I won't need this blooming chair tomorrow. Brother Terrillus is making a splint for me. I'll get along just fine on that. We'll be all right, Father. Don't you worry.
The abbot opened the main abbey door, allowing them inside.
Oh, I'm not too worried, young un. There won't be just two of you going alone.
Perrot pouted slightly.
Oh, why's that, Father?
Glissom patted her paw.
Well, miss, one of the lines in the clue said, where death may visit those that fear. In view of any possible danger, I've decided to send Skipper Raugus and formal Gullop Gurpaw. A warrior and a wise head shouldn't go amiss. Do you agree?
Dwink seemed quite happy with the arrangement.
That'll be fine, Father. But what about Bosey?
Glissom explained.
Bosey isn't too familiar with this area, and he can be a bit of a harem scarum at times. No, I think Skipper and Formal would be more fitted to accompany you.
Perrot giggled.
Harem scarum. I like that. Harem scarum. What do you think, mate?
The young squirrel grinned.
Bosey's enough to scare any beast, just by the amount he can eat. We'd better not mention it to him, though. I wouldn't like his feelings to be hurt.
Glissom ruffled Dwink's ears.
Well said, young un.